Hello.
Hello, my name is Eduardo Hernandez from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions to public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes, I am.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate,
100%.
Thank you. Would you please tell me your age?
77.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Caucasian. White.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Some of it is wrong.
Okay. Thinking about the election for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Darren Soto.
Is he a Democrat?
I would not be able to tell you, ma'am.
I don't know that much about him.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable? Or somewhat favorable. Thank you. Project 2025.
Unfavorable.
Would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Thomas Kalafux.
Who?
Thomas Kalafux.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
Favorable.
Would that be somewhat favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman for the district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove?
I don't know that much about him.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Muckersell Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Debbie.
Thank you. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Kalafux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
The Democrat.
Thank you. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before its viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Okay, I'm trying to understand it. I want abortion for everyone.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read it again. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion.
All right, read that very first part again.
Yes. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider.
Yes. Yes. Favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Colonel Thomas Califux is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Califux will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Califux will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Theron Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. I'm sorry.
He'll cut Social Security?
Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive.
Soto.
Yep.
Soto.
Yes, ma'am. Now, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califux, the Republican candidate, and Theron Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Soto.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Lowering groceries prices, ending the gun violence epidemic, protecting reproductive freedom, making healthcare affordable for working families, promoting traditional values in school, securing our border, making owning a home more affordable, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida.
All of the above.
If you had to choose one.
What?
If you had to choose one. Would you say lowering grocery prices, ending the gun violence epidemic, protecting reproductive freedom?
Oh, if I had to choose just one?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord. I said all of it. Lowering prices.
Okay, thank
it's
you.
Very hard to buy food.
Okay. And which is the next most important issue? Ending the gun violence epidemic, protecting reproductive freedom, making healthcare affordable for working families, promoting traditional values in school, securing our border, making owning a
abortion.
Home. Okay, thank you. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Thomas Kalafux is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out of control federal spending. Excessive stimulus packages and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Would this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
I really don't know.
Okay, no problem. Thomas Kalafux will support the Trump-backed America First policy.
No, unfavorable.
Okay, would this be a very convincing reason for you to vote, or somewhat convincing? Or no effect?
I'm going to vote.
Okay. Thomas Kalafux will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's open border policies. Would this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect?
Not convincing.
Okay. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Yeah, I want someone to be able to make decisions for herself and her doctor.
Okay. So would you say no effect, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Darren Soto
okay.
helped bring
Listen,
down.
I have a problem right now. My partner just broke her arm, and I'm trying to help her, so I can't stay on the phone.
Okay, can I call you back at a better time, maybe in about an hour?
Well, someone's coming over to fix a broken toilet. Do you have enough information for me?
Well, we were at 57% of completion. It was just a couple more questions. If it's fine, I can give you a call back at a better time, maybe in about an hour or two.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.